got a few children here this morning, and I've got a short talk, but if they come up to the front, I've got something for to show them and see if they can recognise something or recognise a bit of it. Just get it out. Some of you might have been reading the farming pages, and the kids always read the farming pages. Well, they got things in the paper, and it's good lessons to look at. And I wonder if they can recognise any of this. Have they ever seen that plant or seen that thing? Do you know the name of that one? It has a big, tall, grows quite tall, about this tall. It has flares on it and has lots of seeds, and they've been talking about it in the news, and they've probably seen some flyers in the mail, or your mum and dad might have been looking at it. And if you're really lucky, you might have been able to walk through some crops to look for it. No, it's called velvet leaf, and it's a plant that's come from overseas, and it came in some of the crops, fodder bed crops, and it came sneaked in with the seeds. And it got planted with the sowers and spread all through New Southland and New Zealand, and every farmer that had that seed have probably had their crops checked, and people have walked through and rogued it or pulled them out. Now, Ben, he works for us, and his favourite job is roguing. Ben's got big feet, and of course he gets through the crops there and squash, squash, squash. What happens when you walk through the crops? You squash some of them, don't you? And they flatten down, and they get lost, and you lose some of the good crops when you're going through looking for the weeds. And one weed that Mike Solari knows about, and we know about too, and it's called wild oats. It's a thing that grows in our grain crops, and we have to spray for it, but when it's in the oat crops, you've got to go along and pull it out. And it's a good job on a good day, but it can be quite mind-destroying. But in the Bible, it talks about some weeds. We had the parable of the weeds, and Jesus had this parable, and the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed a good seed in his fields. And we sow fields, we sow wheat and barley and oats and potted beet and canola and grass. And when we sow it, we hope we have good seed, so there's no weeds in it. But while this farmer, he went and sowed his wheat in the fields in the old days, and while we were sleeping, the enemy came along and sowed some weeds amongst the wheat. And when the wheat sprouted, and the weeds sprouted, and they all came up at once, and there was this crop of weeds and wheat. And the servants that worked for the farmer said, "Oh, let's go out and pull these weeds out. We'll go through and stomp, stomp with their big feet and get all the weeds out." And what will happen if they do that? They'll probably squash some of the crop, won't they? Yeah. And we had these guys walking through our crops looking for this stuff, and there was about 10 or 15 of them, and they all walked in a long row, and they had their fancy coats on, and they had a pole at each end, and they walked along one row, and they'd come back and walk along the other row looking for one of those plants sticking above the crop. And when they walk through, they sort of squash a few leaves and squash a few bulbs, and it's not ideal, but it's the best you can do. You're better to find the plant. But these guys, servants, wanted to go and do it for their master and pull all the weeds out. But he said, no, just leave it. We'll let the crop grow up. And they let the crop grow up, and the weeds grew up. And at harvest time, they used to cut their crops with a sickle, and they'd bundle them up. And so when they were harvest time, they went through and they bundled up all the weeds and stacked them up, and they burnt them, and then they gathered up all the wheat and they harvested that. Now, Jesus wondered what the disciples wondered what Jesus was talking about in that parable, and it's probably a wee bit complicated for some of you guys, but basically the weeds are what, the wheat is what stands for is all the Christians, or the people that believe in God, and he's sown us in the world, and in the world there is also, the devil has sown some evil things, and there's probably bad things that happen, we see it on the news a lot, and a lot of that's, it's all mixed in together, and a bit like the crop, there's weeds and the good good seed altogether. But at the end of the day, when Jesus comes back, he's going to gather up all the evil ones, and they're going to be burnt by in hell and fire, and the good people are going to be with him that believe in his name. So just remember, when you see, if you ever find one of those things, it's a weed, go and pull it out. Don't let it go and wait to harvest on. But Jesus, remember that parable of Jesus, how he had weeds in the wheat. They left it to harvest time, they sorted it out then. But this one's probably even more important to get it before it starts to seed. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we live in a world that has both evil and good, and we know that you have a plan. We know that you have a plan for each one of us, and if we believe in you, that we know that we are going to be with you. Father, help us to share that with others too. And just be with the children now as they go out. Watch over them in Sunday school and help them to learn from your word. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.